Welcome to Daily in the Word.
Striving Together Publications is committed to providing growing Christians and local churches with life-changing resources. For growing Christians, we strive to provide solid Christian books and music that encourages your heart and strengthens your faith. For local churches and spiritual leaders, we're providing sound, biblical Sunday school curriculum, outreach and discipleship materials, church brochures, sermon helps, and a growing list of other tools and resources. If you are a growing Christian or a leader in local church ministry, you simply must visit Striving Together Publications at strivingtogether.com.
There's a lot of things that cry out for our attention during the Christmas season, but you know what deserves your attention the most? The Lord Jesus Christ. And so today on Daily in the Word, we want to call your attention to the attributes of Jesus Christ. That's next with Dr. Paul Chapman. For many, the Christmas season is about celebrations. For many, it's about materialism and gift giving or receiving. For many, it's about getting together with friends and family and sharing memories. For others, it's about discouragement and loneliness. But you know what the Christmas season is really supposed to be about? The Lord Jesus Christ. And so we welcome you to today's edition of Daily in the Word, where together for the next few moments, we want to give our attention to the attributes of Christ. Welcome to Daily in the Word. This program teaches the Word of God through the preaching and teaching of Dr. Paul Chapel, pastor of the Lancaster Baptist Church, president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. And our series through Christmas is The Attributes of Christ. We hope today's message will draw your heart closer to the Lord Jesus. Who was it that was born and laid in that manger over 2,000 years ago? We're going to discover that today. I want to remind you to visit us at dailyintheword.org, and all during the month of December, our gift to you is the Christmas CD, the solo piano CD, A Quiet Christmas with Christ. We'd love to send that to you. It's our gift when you partner with us this month for any amount. When you partner with us and help us cover the cost of airtime across the country, we want to send you this gift, and we know that you'll enjoy it. But right now, here's Dr. Paul Chapel to introduce today's message.
If you've been a Christian very long at all, then you love Luke chapter 2 like I do. For it's in this wonderful chapter where we see firsthand how our Lord Jesus Christ came to this earth. The miracle of the virgin birth is a miracle that has through the ages stirred the hearts of Christians. And I pray that your heart will be stirred today as we consider the conception of our Lord Jesus Christ.
We get so busy, there's not a lot of peace to this season, but if we'd stop and think about the reason for the season, you know what? Peace can flood your soul every single time. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. We see a peaceful moment with the babe in the manger. We hear a peaceful message from the angels, goodwill toward men. But I want you to see also in this passage a peaceful meditation. Notice, if you would, the meditation of Mary. In verse 18, the Bible says, "And all they that heard it wondered," at verse 17 rather, "and when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart." Mary pondered them in her heart. Have you ever had a moment in your life where it was just almost overwhelming to consider everything that was happening? Sometimes when the stress levels are very, very high, you just can't even keep track of everything that's happening in your life. And I imagine that while Mary had a great peace about who the Savior was, I imagine that it was almost overwhelming at times to consider, this is the Son of God. Here's the shepherds. Listen to the message of the angels. Over and over again, in her heart, there was awe at what was happening. And notice what she says. The Bible says in verse 19, it says she kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Now, back then, they didn't have cameras. They did not have the ability to have a Kodak moment so that they could relive what had taken place. My daughter finally called me this past week, a couple days ago, and she and Peter have been on their honeymoon, and I asked my wife earlier in the week, I said, honey, is it wrong to call your kids while they're on their honeymoon? Because they're not calling us. I'm not bitter about it or anything, but I have considered taking back some of their wedding gifts. And she said, honey, you don't need to call her. They just need time together. And finally they called the other night. And I was talking to Danielle, and she said, Dad, have you seen any pictures of the wedding? And I said, just one. I've only seen one. I was going to wait for you, and maybe we'll see some when you get back. And you know, pictures help us to remember and relive and revisit something that was joyful. But they did not have cameras at this time. And so the Bible says that Mary pondered these things where? In her heart. In her heart. You know, I think if there's something that we as Christians oftentimes miss, it is biblical meditation. And I think there's a lot of gobbledygook Eastern mysticism, and people talk about yoga and meditation, you know, and sitting around meditating. But you know what? When you read the Word of God, you have something to meditate upon. You have truth that is worthy of taking time to ponder and consider. The Bible says in Luke 2 and verse 51, and he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. Notice this, but his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. Over and again, we see that Mary had a heart to meditate on the truth of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I think of Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 4. He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words. And I believe that the peace of Christmas can come to anyone who first of all receives Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, who recognizes that He is the Son of God, and who repents of their sin and trusts Jesus Christ to be their Savior. What peace comes into the life of someone who receives Jesus Christ. But then for those of us who are saved, may we, like Mary, take some time during this month. And may you find a place maybe in your home, and you'll find a chair where you can sit down, or maybe in some place in your bedroom or some place on the back patio, and where you read through the Word of God and where you ponder what God has done for you, and then just sit there for a while and meditate on it and pray to God and commune with God and let the truth sink into your heart. Now, I recommend reading the Christmas story with your children. We've done it for all these years before they open their presents. But I've got to tell you, that has not been quality devotional time for our family. Kids aren't really into devotions when it's right time to open those presents. We do it just to keep the emphasis right. But you know what? Whether it's right before you open presents, or whether it's at Christmas lunch or Christmas Eve or sometimes during this week that are special, if you have time with your family to do other things, then take time to read the Word of God and meditate on the truth of the Word of God. I believe Mary pondered these things in her heart, and it gave her great hope and great joy to consider what God had done. Well, we see this morning concerning this miraculous arrival, it was a promised arrival, it was a peaceful arrival, but notice thirdly, it was a purposed arrival. There was a reason for this arrival. Come back, if you would, to verse 10 in our text. Verse 10 says, and the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a, what's that next word say? Savior. A what? Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Now, in the word Savior, we get a more specific glimpse into the purpose of God coming down in the form of man. The Bible says the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. And I trust this morning that we'll not miss this fact, not only to ponder who Jesus is, but to ponder the purpose for which He came. Now, we understand that for a lot of children, the whole purpose of this month is to be kindly so that at the end of the month, they might receive some gifts. I mean, they do sometimes miss the purpose of it. Heard about a little boy named Alfred who wrote a letter to Santa Claus, and the postman received it and read it, and it said, "Dear Santa, you did not bring me anything good last year. You did not bring me anything good the year before that. This is your last chance. Signed, Alfred." Now, some of the kids have a way of getting that message across. They think that's the purpose of Christmas. But what is the purpose of Christmas? I want you to see, first of all, Christmas reveals the Father's love. The purpose of this season was that God's love might be revealed to a world that was lost without Him. You see, the Bible tells us concerning His love in verse number 11. "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." John 1:18 says, "No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, He hath declared Him." You see, it is the Lord Jesus Christ who reveals the Father's love to us. And let me tell you something about the love of God. I want you to understand the nature of our God this morning. I want you to know, first of all, that His love is a giving love. His love is a giving love. Someone said, "You can give without loving, but you cannot love without giving." I believe it was Amy Carmichael who said that. You can give without loving. I mean, there might be someone who gives you something during this season. They don't necessarily love you, but they gave you something because maybe they felt they were supposed to. But you know what? When you love someone, you can't help but give to them. And God so loved the world that He did what? He gave. He gave to us. And what a tremendous blessing to recognize that His love is a giving love. Heard the story of a couple of a husband and wife, kind of elderly folks. They had already bought each other a few gifts and they were ready for Christmas. And the husband's name was Orville, and so he went to the hardware store and he was purchasing a few items and threw some things into a cart. One of those items was a large 30-gallon trash can, and he was going down the aisleway with it, and he ran into a friend. He said hi to his friend. His friend looked at him. He looked at that 30-gallon trash can. He said, "You know, it gets harder every year to know what to get her, doesn't it?" And sometimes you feel that way. You don't know exactly what to give. You don't know what would be the best gift. Listen, God knew the best gift to the human race was forgiveness. And that's why He sent His Son. He proved His love by sending His only begotten Son. His love is a giving love. I hope that your love will be a giving love. I trust that in these days of expression, that you'll not miss an opportunity. Years ago, I read a little phrase, and it talked about obeying every impulse of God. How many of you believe the Holy Spirit lives within you this morning? You know, the Holy Spirit sometimes will put an impulse on your heart. Sometime He'll bring a name to you. I thought this morning of a pastor's wife whose husband passed away this past year, and I wrote that name down, and Terry and I will do something for her this week. And undoubtedly there'll be other things that the Lord will lay on your heart and mind. And we had a dear friend this week, a lady that was in our wedding who passed away with cancer. And no doubt we'll do something for their family this week. And I'm sure there will be others in my life and in your life. And I want to challenge you to obey every impulse of God this week and express love, the love of God in this world. And God so loved the world that He expressed His love to us by sending His only begotten Son. His love is a giving love. How many of you thank God that His love is a giving love? But I want you to see, secondly, His love is a forgiving love. His love is a forgiving love. You know, back in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 21, the same Christmas story given in the Gospel of Matthew, it says, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus." Next to this, listen, "For he shall save his people from their sins." He shall save his people from their sins. Now, there may be some people who think they don't need Jesus Christ, but they are sorely mistaken. For the Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The reason the whole world needs a Savior is because everyone in the world is a sinner. All of us have fallen short. All of us have failed. But God loved us so much that He sent a Savior to pick us up out of that miry clay and to set our feet upon the rock, Jesus Christ, and to establish our goings by His wonderful grace. For the Bible says, "For by grace are you saved through faith." And the Bible says it's not of yourselves. Notice that phrase in Ephesians 2:8. It is the gift of God. You know, forgiveness has been paid for by the blood of Jesus. It has been wrapped up and presented to us. And salvation is a gift to all who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 8 and verse 20 speaks of it that way. "But Peter said unto him, Thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money." There were those who wanted to purchase the power of God, the presence of the Holy Spirit of God. They thought it was something they could maybe buy from Peter. Peter said, "Look, you can't buy salvation. You can't buy the presence of the Holy Spirit of God." And I thank God this morning that salvation is still, 2,000 years later, a free gift, though this world is wicked and sinful, and though men have turned their back on God, yet He still reaches out in love with the free gift of salvation. What a tremendous blessing. You see, the purpose of this season is to reveal the Father's love. And secondly, it is to redeem mankind from sin. To redeem mankind from sin. We saw a moment ago, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior." Someone asked me once, "What are you saved from?" When you ask the question, "Are you saved?" What are you saved from? Well, that's a good question. Thank God we're saved from the penalty of sin. Thank God we're saved from eternal hellfire and damnation. Someone says, "You really believe there's a heaven and a hell?" My friend, if I didn't believe there was a heaven and a hell, I'd be out somewhere right now surfing or snowboarding or breaking my leg in some other fun way. I'm not sure what I'd be doing exactly, but I'd be out goofing around with the rest of the world doing something, fishing maybe. But I want to tell you something. Because there is a heaven and there is a hell, I think it's very important that we give of our lives to the work of God. I think it's very important that we worship God, that we get the gospel message into this community, that we have a Christmas Eve service, that we invite friends to hear the gospel, that we pass out a gospel tract or give someone a copy of the Bible. I think it's very important that we preach this message that Jesus Christ came to redeem mankind from their sin. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. But God commendeth His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being saved from the wrath to come, the Bible says, we are saved from the wrath through the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, how I thank God for the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, it's such a blessing to see lives touched and changed. It's such a blessing to see dads saved and moms saved and teenagers saved. I read even this morning in the newspaper about children in the valley and some of the poverty and crime even in this area. I thank God for the bus ministry of this church that brings hundreds of boys and girls in to love them and to tell them about Jesus Christ and to encourage them and to care for them. I received a letter a few years ago at Christmas time, and it's one of my favorites that I've ever received from a child in our church. And it said from a little girl in our church named Anna, and this is what it said: "Dear Pastor, Merry Christmas. Thank you for this church and for your preaching. I know that you work very hard to do that stuff. We are very happy to have you here. This year, my dad learned not to drink and smoke and how to be nice. Thank you, and God bless you. Love, Anna." I thank God that Anna's dad learned how to stop drinking. I thank God that Anna's daddy learn how to be nice. And I'm just saying that, my friend, is the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Oh, there's a lot of Annas in Lancaster. There's a lot of daddies in Lancaster that think Christmas is just one more reason to go get drunk, but somebody needs to go to them with the gospel of Jesus Christ and let them know there is more to life than another bottle of alcohol. There is an eternal life to consider, and Jesus Christ is the way to eternal life. You see, redemption is available for all who will believe. Red and yellow, black, brown, white, they are all precious in His sight. There's not one soul that Jesus would reject. He is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. My Bible says in 1 John 5:11, and this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. My friend, if you do not have the Son of God as your Savior this morning, then you have no hope of eternal life. But when you receive the Son of God as your Savior, then you have the hope of eternal life in heaven. And what a great, great hope that is. Redemption is available for all who will believe. And may I say that redemption is God's gift to you and God's gift to me. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You know what? Only Jesus Christ can give you your best gift this year. Only Jesus Christ can forgive your sins. Only Jesus Christ can give you a home in heaven. And this miraculous arrival was more than a religious event. This miraculous arrival was a life-changing event for all who believed that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. My friend, do you believe that this morning? Have you accepted Him as your personal Savior? Oh, if you've never done that, I trust you will. And if you have trusted Christ as your personal Savior, would you take some time like Mary did and ponder these things in your heart this week? Would you set some time aside just to worship God, to read His Word, and to thank Him for changing your life? Let's pray together. Father, thank You for this wonderful arrival, for this wonderful way that You came. Sometimes to us, it's a strange way, but it's a tremendous way that You would be born in Bethlehem, that You would be born there in that stable and laid in that manger. Thank You for this love that You've shown.
Well, you've been listening to Daily in the Word, the daily radio program and teaching and preaching ministry of Dr. Paul Chappell, the pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and the president of West Coast Baptist College. If today's message has been an encouragement and a blessing to you, perhaps consider going online. You can download this message in its entirety, this program in its entirety, and also recent series from Daily in the Word through our podcast or through the website when you visit us at dailyintheword.org. Once again, that's dailyintheword.org. I also want to encourage you to refer a friend to dailyintheword.org. Let them know about the great Bible teaching and preaching that you're receiving, and they can receive that as well anytime, 24/7 at dailyintheword.org. I want to invite you to prayerfully consider partnering with us financially this month. This is an important time of year to consider how God might allow you to impact others with the gospel of Christ. And a great way to do that is through the ministry of Daily in the Word. Your gift of any amount is so important to helping us continue this radio program on this station and others like it all across the country. And this month, when you will partner with us, we want to send you a gift of appreciation. And it's a Christmas CD, a solo piano CD that will encourage your heart, entitled A Quiet Christmas with Christ. You can partner with us online at dailyintheword.org by clicking on the donate button, or you can call us toll-free. The number is 1-800-201-7748. Again, 1-800-201-7748. We also love to hear from you by mail. You can send a letter to 4020 East Lancaster Boulevard, Lancaster, California, 93535. Once again, 4020 East Lancaster Boulevard, Lancaster, California, 93535. From all of us here at Daily in the Word and Striving Together Publications, we want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and the happiest, most blessed, Christ-centered New Year. Before we wrap up today's program, here's Pastor Chappell with a word of greeting.
I want to take this opportunity to wish you and yours a very Merry Christ-centered Christmas. We thank God here at Daily in the Word Radio for His many blessings, but one of the gifts to us is your friendship and your encouragement at this time of year. I trust that as you consider your year-end giving and as you consider the giving of the Christmas season, that you'll remember Daily in the Word Radio. Help us keep this broadcast coming to you year-round. Merry Christmas, and God bless you.
Well, thanks, Pastor, and thank you, friend, for being a part of today's edition of Daily in the Word. I want to remind you, visit us at dailyintheword.org. You'll find a treasury of resources for your spiritual growth, including a daily devotional from Dr. Chappell, a link to the Daily in the Word podcast, and lots of other information. Be sure to check out the information on the Alaska cruise. We're headed to Alaska in August of 2011, and we would love to meet you and fellowship with you during that week on this special adventure. Be sure to consider prayerfully partnering with us financially. Your gift to this ministry on a monthly basis would be so appreciated and would go so far in helping us to continue expanding the ministry of the gospel of Jesus Christ all across the country through this program. You can partner with us online at dailyintheword.org. Our toll-free number, 1-800-201-7748. Thanks so much for letting this program minister to you today. And until next time, have a great day.